ideas,
stories,
characters,
scripts.
Please make this.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Please Make This Minisode, a fan favorite by now, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Let's see, saw.
DTT, 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 DTT,
DTT, DTT. We are the ending of all the Saw movies. If you hadn't caught on just yet by that perfect recreation of the music there.
Yeah. It was, yeah, that was perfect. Hi, my name is Nate.
And I'm Laura.
And we are seeing Saw!
Or seesawing?
Seesawing!
We made it to the halfway point.
We did. Wow. We made it to the halfway point. Honestly, it's gone by way too quickly.
We have watched 5 Saw movies together.
That is,
and we have
so many.
5 more.
I cannot wait. Like, there is a percentile. We're in an upper echelon of people right now.
Yes.
There is a percentile of humans that have seen, like, each Saw movie we see, we are going to go up in this percentile.
Exactly.
Which is kind of beautiful.
Because I feel like a lot of people saw, like, a Saw movie here and there, but, like, no, we are dedicated to the plot. We are dedicated to the story.
Yeah.
Because, again, when these first came out, people had to wait, like, a year or so.
Like 9 months, honestly.
Yeah. For these to come out. So
I honestly can't wait to be that person that's like, I've seen every single Saw film.
We could go to a trivia night about Saw movies and be like
the only people there.
The only people there, and also answer all the questions right, and then we'd win the grand prize.
Yeah. Of,
well, it depends on the bar, you know. Maybe if you're running drinks, might be like a little pizza or something. Who
I was
knows?
Hoping you were gonna say like some Saw related, like,
no, I was literally talking the real prize life.
Of life.
Yeah.
Woo, okay. I would like to start off by saying thoroughly enjoyed this one.
This one, we said this while we were watching, like maybe like 75% of the way through, we were like, this one is very cop drama.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I feel like the first 3 definitely, like, leaned into the gore and, like, the traps. Even the 4th movie, like, I feel like I can't even remember the 4th movie. It was just weird.
It was, like, in hindsight, was the 4th just, like, a boring palate cleanser?
I wonder if, like, the 4th was just, like, boring filler. Yeah. Like, to kind of be like, oh, we have to wrap up this one cop storyline.
Yeah.
To start this other cop storyline.
Wrap up and, yeah, decimate.
Exactly.
The head of Donnie Wahlberg.
But, yeah, but this one felt very much like plot heavy, very cop drama, because the plot here is there's essentially 3 paths that we're following. We're one following the cop that is, we find out in the last film, was Jigsaw's accomplice. I don't remember his name.
Let's just call him Greg.
It's Greg.
Greg.
And then we're also following
Greg is the guy who finds the tape in Jigsaw's stomach during the autopsy.
Exactly.
And listens to it at the beginning of the 4th film.
Exactly.
Just laying that out there. All right.
Yes. And then the second plot line is there's, like, another, like, little murder house.
Yes.
And people are going through that. Mm-hmm. And then the third plot line is one of the cops from the 4th movie,
Strom,
is very hung up on the fact that there's probably another Jigsaw accomplice now that Jigsaw is dead. And that's the movie. It's 3 plot lines, which I will say my big critique of this movie is it felt like the 3 plot lines were a little too much. I feel like I wanted... Okay. Because I feel like they try to give them all, like, the accomplice plotline the most, and then the Strom plotline the second, and then, like, the murder plotline felt like kind of a throwaway at that point.
The murder plotline being, like, the group of people?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Because I was gonna, like, in countering your opinion, but also agreeing with you at the same time.
Yeah, it felt like we, like, didn't see enough of it.
Yeah, like, it felt like it was very thoughtless.
Yeah!
But it was there because it had to be there.
Exactly. They were like, well, it's a Saw movie.
Yeah.
Like, that's how that felt. But it was really interesting still, because it was like the whole plot of their murder house was they were all supposed to survive.
Yes.
It wasn't supposed to be like, and they were treating it like one person dies each time. Mm-hmm. When it's like, no, you were all supposed to work together to get out together, which we had said when it first started, not knowing that our friend group would probably be really good at this.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you, me, Nicole, Kelsey, and Nick.
Yeah, we'd be like, communication is key here.
Yeah.
Be like, let's think outside of the box for the 60 seconds.
Outside the box, which was not Strom when he was in the box almost drowning.
No, he gave himself a trachea to make himself breathe with a pen.
Tracheotomy? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Or
tracheectomy?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was crazy.
That was so crazy.
And I will say, bummer, spoilers obviously if you haven't come on by now, that he still dies in the end. Like, oh, yeah. Because it's kind of like the end of his story. He basically got like 1.5 movies to kind of be a thing, but...
It's weird how, like, justice is a big theme in Saw.
Yeah.
And yet, not a lot of people get justice.
Yeah.
Except for people who are close to Jigsaw. But even then, like...
Yeah.
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 But though, okay, kind of cool. If we're going a little bit back towards, like, the five people who went through the diorama of Jigsaw puzzles, because they had, like, the displays of it all. Mm. I did like to see people survive.
Yeah.
It was kind of nice to have, like, a few survivors.
Exactly, because I feel like the thing was, and I feel like you probably realized that this movie, it's like the whole thing is Jigsaw's traps are supposed to be survivable. And I feel like we haven't had a lot of people survive other than, like, Amanda from the first movie.
Correct,
who became Jigsaw's first, like, apprentice. And so to see someone, people, like, continually make it through traps was nice.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, pretty cool traps.
Yeah.
Like, I did like how, I mean, the past couple of movies, it's been, I mean, especially the third one, it's the traps where you weren't meant to survive.
Yeah.
And, like, that was kind of, like, a main theme. These were, I loved how they kind of did the inverse of that, where it's like, we actually want you to live in every single one of them, and that's actually how you get through them.
I will say, I liked the idea of a group trap, because I feel like when, the last time we saw, like, a big murder house like this was in the third movie, the third movie with the kid and Amanda and those other three people. And they each kind of had a trap that was assigned to them.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
So it was, I think, nice to see, like, great, y'all are a team. Have fun. It was very summer camp in a way.
You love summer camp.
Hey, we both love summer camp.
That's where we met.
That's where we met.
Yeah.
In the summer.
In the summer.
Of camp.
Of camp. Summer of camp in March.
Exactly.
March, Chicago. Yeah, like the first trap of the five people, they got these
collars
that are like locked with padlocks,
yeah,
or well, like key locks, and they're attached to like these like pulley ropes where if one person gets too forward, the other people go backwards and they can get like decapitated. But once the timer goes out, all of the ropes are pulled backwards and they're all decapitated, and they have to like go and get this. They have to break this glass box, which, super slay idea, this is why we need a woman president.
Yeah.
Because she broke the box with her shoe.
Yeah.
Which is like...
And she was wearing like 5-inch stilettos.
Yeah.
She was in business
attire. So smart. Yeah, the other guy like wrapped his shirt around his fist and punched the box, which like, sure, that's what a guy would do. But like, I loved how she was just like... Pah!
I can't believe no one thought to just like pull the box toward them and take a few steps back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because it's just like...
Shit, I didn't even think about that until just now. So.
Yeah. Because it's just like, great. You're getting the key towards you and you're letting somebody else move forward. That's all you needed to do.
But like, basically how to survive all of this was just you would get the key and then you actually find out that each person had their own respective key, but each key unlocked every single collar.
Yeah,
so like, everyone could have survived.
Yeah, so they all could have shared.
Yeah. I wonder, okay, so we're in this right now.
Yeah.
You decide to take up leader communication speak first. What do you say?
I say, hey, everybody. Let's work together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not panic. Let's just go down the line. I feel like let's start it like that way. It's not like favoritism. We're like, we'll start with the first person. You're going to go grab a key. You're going to try it. And then while the next person is going, we'll try the key on another person's lock.
Just in case. Yeah.
That way you're using all of your 60 seconds wisely.
Mm-hmm.
And things are moving quickly. And that way, I feel like if we're all prepared that the next person's going to move forward, nobody's, like, stressed or panicked, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this entire film takes place...
Oh, the timeline is,
during, like I'm kind of all... During the first four, really.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, the thing is, like, I will give Saw credit to be, like, I didn't know it was all, like, so attached to each other. I really thought, like, it was going to be, like... Each movie was its own separate movie, and Jigsaw was a character.
Yeah.
Like, every other slasher movie where it's like, yeah, it's kind of the same but different. But it's like, no, all of these movies are right where we left off.
Yeah. And, like, touch back in time.
Yeah.
Saul loves to be like, hey, remember that one time when you thought there was only two people in the room?
There was three.
There was a third.
They do that so often.
They were just behind the secret door that we didn't talk about until
it
was convenient.
Don't even get me started on the secret door.
Ugh. You could actually, I'm sure it exists somewhere. At least the first five movies, you could actually put every the flashbacks and flash forwards in order.
Yeah.
And you could actually watch all five movies in one sitting.
Yeah.
Chronologically,
if
you splice
it
together.
That. Like if they've like done like a almost like a fan edit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet on YouTube you can probably find like an hour and a half version of it. So a minisode for the minisode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this movie was interesting because I was like, at the end of the last movie, I was like, where the fuck are they going to go with this? And the end of this movie, I will say the end of this movie felt like it wasn't setting up for a sequel in a way. Like, because I feel like every other movie ended on like some cliffhanger. But like this one ended with like, great, the new Jigsaw won and this guy died who was investigating it. And like that could have been the end. But like now I feel like they're almost rubbing the slate clean that it could start wherever.
Well, what I think is... The ending of this one, so the ending of this one is like Strom, the detective who is trying to figure out like what everything that's going on and like trying to catch Greg, like Jigsaw's accomplice, who Greg ends up surviving at the end, which we already knew because he finds the tape in Jigsaw's stomach, which like technically still hasn't happened yet, so like. At some point, we got to start where he listens to the tape.
That's so true.
So that's got to be the sixth one.
Yeah.
Because, like, okay, if we got to replay again Saws 1 through 5, well, I'm going to be a little like, okay, come on.
Yeah.
But also...
Well, but, like, also the thing is, like, we thought the daughter from the end of the third movie was a throwaway, and she came back in this movie, and she was just saved.
Yeah.
So it's, like, the thing is, like, with Saw movies, I think we have to learn that, like, anything could come back at any moment, and something could not readily be addressed in its following movie.
Yeah.
It's like a puzzle.
So we also have Saw's late or well, Saw's widow.
Oh
or,
yeah.
Jigsaw's widow.
I kind of forgot about her. Yeah. She got a box that we have no idea what the contents of it are.
Yeah. I do think it has something to do with eyeballs, because he does say we've never seen eye to eye. So I'm like, there's gotta be something there.
It's his eyes.
And she puts them
in her eyes.
Up her nose. Smell what you see.
She used them as kettleballs. Not kettleballs. I'm thinking of like the
Chinese
the
rolling balls.
The, like the whey balls that you put in your vagina for Kegels. There's like balls that you can put inside your vagina to do Kegels with.
Oh, the ones are made out of like jade or whatever.
Yeah.
Wasn't Gwyneth Paltrow like really into those?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. And I watched like a TikTok video about how like it's actually a really good way to like strengthen your pelvic floor. Should I get some?
You should absolutely start doing Kegels, yeah.
Okay. Siri, order me.
Siri, set a reminder to Kegel.
To Kegel? Hi, I would like one Kegel, please. for my booty hole. Or, I don't know. Sorry, Dad. My dad listens to this podcast, so he's going to be like, wow.
Well, Alan, you're welcome for that.
Shout out to Alan.
Big
happy anniversary. As we're recording this, it's his anniversary today.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Alan, that one was for your anniversary.
2:22 p.m.
We watched Saw on your anniversary.
Yeah. I had another thought, too. Mm-hmm. But then, boy, did we just get... Oh, yeah, so, she opens the box, and we don't know what's in the... We don't know the contents of it.
Yeah.
So that'll probably be a big thing,
I hope,
in the next one.
Yeah, I completely forgot that has to, like, play out at some point,
yeah.
I hope.
And, like, the daughter of the protagonist in the fourth one, we find out is okay.
Yeah.
We need to see more of her.
Yeah.
Like, if we do a time jump, maybe, but, like, by then, like... I mean, Jigsaw's long gone by
that. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, I feel like the one thing that remains true as we keep watching this is like, I really don't know where they're going next.
Yeah.
Like, and even where they're going next, like, they shift it so much. Because, like, even at the end of the second one, we were like, oh, Amanda's the killer now. In the third movie, they were like, oh, it's a trick for Amanda. That sucks.
Yeah.
For her. So, like, at this one especially, I was like, I really don't know what's next. I understand we have a new Saw. And it's this officer whose name I really cannot remember.
Yeah, Greg.
Greg. But I really don't know what that means for him.
There is, I remember seeing previews for a Saw film. I don't know if it's the next one or later on the road, but there is like a Saw where it's like 3D. There's also a Saw where like it's they leave like the gross warehouse settings and it's like public facing Saw.
Oh.
So like display windows and shit. So like I think that's when it gets really, really bad. Yeah. Honestly. Because I don't know, I was like surprisingly.
This was the least gory Saw movie so far, 100%.
Which we rented the unrated
version. Exactly. I can't believe we didn't mention this. We had the option between renting the normal version and the unrated version. And I can't imagine what the rated version is, because the unrated version was still very tame.
I think, like, because there the gore that there was, like, the arm being cut in half, like, vertically, and maybe the guy being cut in half at the beginning. Yeah. Maybe, like, they just showed less of that. But you even said, you're like, are we going to see boobies?
Yeah, I really thought, because, like, in the third movie, they did, like, full frontal. And, like, we saw Jigsaw's penis in the last movie.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
So how could you forget? That was the most magical experience we ever shared together.
You're absolutely right. How could I forget that? I actually have a photo of his penis in my wallet.
Yeah. You have that weird poster that you hung above your bed, and I can't believe you made it so fast.
I know, dude. I'm just really good at calligraphy art. I don't know.
Yeah, you really are.
Yeah. I will say this also, or I will say this. I would like to also say
it. You can say whatever you want. It's our podcast.
You're absolutely right. The actor that plays Jigsaw, great job.
He's really good.
Really good.
And this was the first movie since, obviously, like, this is like, we're finally getting a new Jigsaw predecessor.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Maybe. But this was the first time we heard someone else's voice at the end of the movie. Ooh, do a Jigsaw. Do a Jigsaw post, if you will. The one that goes to Peter Strom. Like, Nate and I were like, wait a minute. That's not Jigsaw's voice. That's a different spooky voice. And it's the cop who's Jigsaw now.
And the actor that plays Jigsaw, his name is
Tobin Bell. I have been really impressed by his performance for like a slasher movie.
Hear this out. Tobin Bell, Emmy daytime Emmy nominee for outstanding special guest performer in the drama series for Days of Our Lives.
I could see it.
We should watch whichever episode he's on.
I would honestly be so down. And like, because I can honestly see that. Because it's like, the Saw movies get a little soapy at the end. Because it's just like dialogue.
Yeah.
But
and the flashbacks.
But Tobin Bell is a really good actor.
He is. Like, yeah.
The thing is like he's so good at playing a sick killer, and like all of the voice work he does and his like final monologues, and also as like the spooky Jigsaw, like, here's your next trap. Like, he can do so much grit that it's so good. I'm sure someone's listening to this being like, he's the worst actor I've ever seen. What are you talking about? But I disagree. Probably, yeah. No, but
In the grand scheme,
he gives a believable performance of somebody who used to be an okay person who was driven to do this and is kind of sick in the head now. Not kind of, is sick in the head now. So, yeah.
I'm, like, just looking at his other films that he's in. And I don't want to say many out loud because I don't want to spoil what other movies that he could or could not be in. But he's definitely, like, he's a horror guy for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I can see
and
that
then
too.
A soap opera.
He plays a great villain. If you find your niche. But I also could see him, like, doing something that's not a villain. But hey, if he keeps getting hired for that, great for him to be a working actor in America.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we even said we'd love to be in a slasher film.
Yeah. No, Nate and I, the first thing we said was we were starting this, just to be like, being an actor who just makes their life on horror movies, or even just being in a horror movie, fun. Yeah. I don't even care if it's a good movie. That's just fun.
It'd be fun to, like, as macabre as it sounds, it'd be kind of fun to, like, see me die on screen, knowing that it wasn't really me dying.
Yeah. I imagine it'd be kind of, like, goofy to be, like, on a set and just being, like, you're just, like, screaming your head off for, like, nothing.
Yeah.
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 And then, like, dealing with, like, prosthetics and fake blood and everything like that. So, yeah.
Should we make a horror movie?
I would love that. I don't know what it'd be about.
I don't know. It'd be about horrors.
Horrors. Yeah. Maybe like Lake Michigan attacks.
Yeah.
It's like Sharknado, but like Lake Michigan.
Yeah. And it's about water monster.
Yeah. Who just like, you never see it. It's one of those movies like Jaws where you don't see the monster until like the final act.
We reuse the Jaws sound.
Yeah.
So it's low budget, so.
Yeah. John Williams sends us a cease and desist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's his name, right? John Williams.
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
The composer, yeah.
But yeah. Wow. And I still can't believe this is the halfway point.
Yes. Me neither.
Yeah.
I mean,
we've grown up so much.
We truly have. I liked it. I definitely liked the first two Saw films.
Yeah.
Sure. And you know what? I might even like the third one more than this one.
I feel like it goes, yeah, like 1, 2, 3, and 5 are probably tied for me right now. Yeah. I really have to sit and think, but 4th is still my last movie.
Yeah, I would agree.
I think that's something we actively have to start doing is ranking where the next Saw movie we watch falls in our ranking.
Correct, yeah.
Because, yeah, this movie was good, but parts of it really didn't feel like a Saw movie because it was so cop drama. That was cool, but at the same time, I was like, I braced myself for this, you know?
Yeah.
Because of all of the things I've seen so far.
I do kind of love seeing it more from the cop perspective.
Yeah. Well, but also, like, you love cops.
I do love cops, yeah. Well.
Can't edit it out, sorry.
Can't edit it out, yeah. But, like, how do I say that? I don't know what I'm saying. But, like... Like, the gore and the scary of it is cool, but, like, I do worry that, like, the cop perspective... I mean, we're killing all the cops anyway.
Yeah.
We just killed another cop. Like, we only have one cop left, and he's, like, the Jigsaw predecessor at
this point. Well, no, we have the president cop who... Because the whole thing at the end is, like, they frame Peter Strom as the accomplice, but he's not the accomplice, it's the other cop. And we have the cop who found out that it was Peter Strom, but it's really not.
Bald cop.
Bluetooth cop.
Bluetooth cop, yeah.
Yeah, because he has a Bluetooth thing in his ear the whole time. So he might come back.
Yeah.
He was a newer character. I don't think he's been in the other movies. If he has been, it's been a very small, brief moment. But yeah, this could... I feel like this we could go more cop, or we could go less cop for the next movie. It can't be medium cop. That's what I'm feeling.
I'll be interested. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited to see what's
next. And again, I've been really excited this whole thing to figure out what the next Saw movies are. But I will say, now that we rent all of these movies as we watch them, you're welcome for doing that, listeners. But all of, like, the Saw posters are so, like, graphic and horrible looking that they don't give justice to, like, the cop dramas that they are. Because, like, I literally have gone in being like, oh, we're just going to watch, like, a gore fuck fest the entire time. And it's like, nope, like, an hour of the movie is usually just plot.
Yeah, and these cops have, like, families and people they care about.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, and they're, like, going on, like, investigations and things like that. So, like, I do feel like the Saw posters do not give this series, like, they don't represent the series well.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, the Saw 4 poster is literally Jigsaw's head cut in half in a weighing, like, one of those, like, weigh dishes.
Yeah.
Which...
makes no sense.
Makes no sense. Yeah, because, like, that actually doesn't happen in the movie at all. Yeah. Maybe they take the brain and they put it in there, but not, like, his whole head, like, cut from, like, his, like, his mandible.
And the poster for this movie was, like, a gray, bloody saw, and it's like, there's not even a saw in this movie, really.
No. There's, like, one of those cool, like, sickles.
There was a sickle, and there was, like, obviously, like, a spinning saw, but there was never, like a handheld saw, like, on the poster. So, like, whoever did the posters, like, they did a good job with the posters. They looked terrifying, but, like... Yeah. Represent the movie that you're making.
Represent the movie that you're making. So wait, what Saw trap would you live in?
I really think the easiest one here was the first group trap with keys.
Yeah.
I feel like that would have been the easiest one to survive. That just really involves communication, some friendship, some trust. And that would be the one that I would pick.
Yeah, same for the purpose of... Or not purpose. Yeah, same for the reasons of... like, communication, try to figure it out.
Yeah.
And when in doubt, like, I mean, I got some pretty strong thighs. I could run fast. If anything...
They were all moving slowly.
Yeah.
But that's also probably because people were, like, pushing back because...
True, yeah. I would just, like, try to get my key as quickly as possible. Right? If people were communicating, I'd be like, you know what? I got long legs. I got long arms. I gotta get this box. And I'm gonna help out other people, but...
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, not a lot of people waking up. It was only like two times where people wake up in a Saw trap.
Yeah, this was the least trap heavy movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is interesting for a Saw movie where, like, the whole thing is like a trap. Like, the first movie is just like it all takes place in a trap.
Yeah. I mean, so. Interesting for an unrated Saw film too.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe not the one to pick to be unrated.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess we have to watch the original now to see what happened. Well, because again, they were the same time length, so I'm like, what?
I honestly,
there wasn't even that much swearing in this movie, so yeah, I'm like, did we just watch? It was probably just the same movie, but they just branded as unrated.
Yeah, that's actually probably exactly what it is. Like, or there's like a little bit more gore in the one that we watched, which like there really wasn't.
Yeah, there's
gore.
One. There's one like use of the word like bitch or something.
Yeah.
We didn't see any titty.
No titty.
That's such a bummer.
I know.
Let's see. I paid to see a titty.
That's what. We should. I'm going to write a review for Amazon.
Like, no titty?
No titty. We got unrated and I got no boobies.
Yeah.
I never see boobs.
You see boobs sometimes.
I see boobs sometimes, but not, like, enough.
Yeah, you're right. That's on you, though.
That is on me. Yeah.
We have fun.
Yes, we do.
All right. Any closing thoughts for this episode of Let's Seesaw?
My closing thoughts are... I liked where... This is headed.
That's the thing. It's like, I believe that they will get worse, but I really liked this movie.
Yeah, it wasn't... my expectations were pretty low after the fourth one, and
the
so...
The fourth one was such a snore.
It was such a snore,
and
yeah.
And this next one might be, but...
I know.
Hey, we have essentially four more movies to get through till we get to...
The good one.
The really good one.
Oh, gosh. And I'm just, like, trying not to have my expectations high, but also...
But, like, my expectations are high.
Yeah.
I've watched all of these movies, and it's, like, they have to be better than the first five movies.
Yes.
And that's hard, because the first one's really good.
Oh, yeah. 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 I mean, the first... Yeah, first one, phenomenal. First
very
two.
Very good. First two, phenomenal. First one's very good. The second one, also good. Third one's pretty good. The fourth one's not good. And the fifth one's pretty good.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
That's my ranking system.
I'm pretty sure on Letterboxd I've rated them all 2 stars, maybe 1, but
I think I gave like 3 or 3.5 to the first one, maybe 4 because it's a really good movie.
Actually, I might have actually done that too as well.
I need to rank the fourth one on my Letterboxd still. Ooh, oh my gosh.
Well, we can do that on the Uber.
Yeah. We'll make sure we do that. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I guess this is it for this one. Do you have anything else you need to get? Because otherwise we have to close this chapter on Saw 5 and start chapter 6, which is the sixth Saw movie.
I can't believe we're halfway through. I'm excited for the rest of this movie.
Me too. I can't wait for the rest of this franchise. I'm so happy we're here. I'm so happy we're friends.
Me too.
And we will see Saw next time.
Yeah. Join us next time as we see Saw!
Nailed it. Crushed it. Keeping this in. Awesome closing.
Hell yeah.